listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender. I surrender, Lord, I surrender my all to you. I surrender, Lord, I surrender, Lord, I surrender my all to you. Come and change my life, come and change my heart, I surrender my all.
Bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. Praise God, hallelujah, giving God the honor and the glory for allowing us to keep staying, you know, stay on the air. Praise God. And we thank each one of you, hallelujah, for helping us out. Glory be to God. And you know, hallelujah, praise God, we're going to be preaching the word of God, hallelujah, the gospel, hallelujah, as long as the Lord permits us to do it, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God. Now I would like for you to open your book, your Bible, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, to the book of Luke, hallelujah, and we're going to be reading out of chapter 13, Luke chapter 13, praise God, and we're going to, praise God, just, you know, bring this message, and you know what, I am so excited, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and I want to entitle this message, Do It, praise God. I want to entitle the message, write it down now, Do It, praise God, and I thank God for it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, if you have your Bible with you, like I said, open to Luke, and we're going to be reading out of chapter 13. Praise God. But before we do that, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to be here again on the radio. Praise God, Father. And I'm asking you to bless all the listeners, hallelujah, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I'm praying, Lord, hallelujah, that the victory will be ours, hallelujah. And Lord, hallelujah, I thank you and I praise you. Prepare each heart, hallelujah, each listener, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and by faith, Lord, hallelujah, I'm thanking you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. In Luke chapter 13, praise God, we're going to be reading, hallelujah, from, let's start from verse 11. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And you know, God is good, isn't he? Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And remember today's message, I entitled it, Do It. Praise God. Do it. Hallelujah. Now let us read, hallelujah, praise God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The word of the Lord says, And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said unto him, Thou hypocrite, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan have bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? Praise God. Let us stop right there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just want to share something with you. I know some of you are going to get excited about this. I will probably, glory be to God, get some ugly letters. Hallelujah. But, you know, the truth is the truth, Brother. Hallelujah. You know, religion is dangerous. Religion would rather debate about healing than see somebody healed. Religion would rather argue about deliverance. Praise God. You know, it's true. It's true. Religion would rather argue about deliverance than see somebody set free. You can see an example in this chapter of Luke, praise God, 13th chapter of Luke. There Jesus had Jesus had healed a woman who had been bowed over for 18 years. Think of it. A dear old woman, a daughter of Abraham. Jesus called her, set her free after being bound by the devil for nearly 2 decades. You'd think the temple rulers would have been rejoicing at what Jesus had done, but no. They were angry because he had done it on the wrong day. Praise God. Do you know what's worse? Those very same religious leaders who criticized Jesus for healing on the Sabbath could have ministered healing to that woman themselves on any of the other 6 days of the week if they'd care enough to do it. Praise God. You know what? Let's not even stop there. Do you know that for 18 years they could have ministered to this woman healing? Glory be to God. But no, Brother, hallelujah, they were mad. They were upset, hallelujah, because Jesus saw her and Jesus had compassion towards her, hallelujah, praise God. And he called her over and said, woman, be thou loose of thy infirmity. Glory be to God. You know what? If I would have been right there at that moment, I would have rejoiced. I would have rejoiced that Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, had healed that daughter of Abraham. And let me tell you something. If you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, praise God, you are a daughter, or you are a son, praise God, of Abraham. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus was so indignant with them. They had the same covenant of Abraham that Jesus was ministering on, praise God. But their religion had kept that woman bound instead of setting her free. Praise God. You know what? Religion always does that. Hallelujah. You know, and like I say, I know I'm going to get some of you upset, praise God, but you know what? The Word of God is truth, hallelujah. Religion will steal your blessings. Religion will steal your healings, praise God. You know, we see it perfectly clear right here. Jesus called this woman over, and Jesus even called the leaders, you bunch of hypocrites. Glory be to God. This woman being a daughter of Abraham, don't you think it was about time? Jesus was telling them, don't you think it was about time that she was delivered, that she was healed, praise God? Don't you agree? But no, praise God. They were so upset. They were so mad at Jesus. You know what I believe? I believe that they were jealous. I truly believe that they were jealous because Jesus was doing something that they could not do. Jesus was healing people. Jesus was preaching the Word of God with authority. And these religious leaders, hallelujah, couldn't understand why Jesus was doing the works that he was doing. That's right. Hallelujah. Praise God. They had an opportunity. All these leaders, hallelujah, of the synagogue, they all had the same opportunity that Jesus did. They had the opportunity to minister and tell her, hallelujah, that by praise God, that she was healed, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that God had already supplied the healing for her. Glory be to God. You know, I mean, it's just awesome how these people were so wrapped up in themselves. They were so wrapped up, hallelujah, getting fame, praise God. They were so wrapped up, praise God, in themselves that it was, I mean, they really didn't care for nobody else. Praise God. I couldn't imagine, hallelujah, that every time somebody bow down or with an infirmity, a birth defect, hallelujah, or something like that would come to the synagogue, hallelujah, or the church, praise God. I mean, they would feel ugly about it. They probably would kick them out, glory be to God. They would tell maybe their deacons, hey, go take that woman out of here, man. Take that man out of here, praise God. You can't have that in church, praise God. They'll drive everybody out, glory be to God. You see that man over there that's missing a foot? You see that that man over there without an arm? Take him out. Take him somewhere else, praise God. They will just mess up. I mean, they'll praise God. You know, I could imagine that they were saying something like that. How many times did Jesus shame all of them, praise God? Praise God. I mean, we can talk about a lot of people, praise God, that Jesus healed on the Sabbath. They say with a lot of pride, they thought they were so holy, they were almighty, praise God, that they said, 6 days, hallelujah, we have to keep the Sabbath holy, praise God, unto the Lord. But they forgot what Jesus has said. He said, I am the Lord over the Sabbath day. I can do whatever I want, praise God, on the Sabbath day, hallelujah. And Jesus, you know what? He told his people, he said, you hypocrites. You bunch of hypocrites, oh, you bunch of snakes, bunch of vipers, hallelujah, praise God. How many of you, praise God, he said, all of you who have, praise God, cattle, have sheep, camels, hallelujah. All of you, praise God, that have asses, hallelujah, praise God. He said, don't you untie them on the Sabbath? Don't you untie them and lead them to water? Don't you take them? That's work. That's work, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus was saying, do you care more for that beast, for that animal, than you do a daughter of Abraham or a daughter of, praise God, of Abraham? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you know what? Religion, brother, hallelujah, is kind of dangerous in a way, praise God. Because they will, they'll tell you, oh, praise, you know, and praise God, religious folks will tell you that speaking in tongues is not for today. Healings are not for today, praise God. They tell you that, you know, the miracles of God, go to a doctor. Remember, I do not preach against doctors, hallelujah. Praise God for them. But you know what? I'm trying to teach all of you, praise God, to trust more in God. But that's another preaching, praise God, hallelujah. So Jesus, hallelujah, did something out of the ordinary in the eyes of these people. Just the same way he did when they gave him the scroll, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me, praise God. And he started to speak, and when he finished, praise God, speaking the words, hallelujah, he said, this day, in your presence, the word of God has been fulfilled. I mean, praise the Lord. I mean, they just looked at him like saying, who the heck do you think you are? You know what? Jesus is telling you and me, praise God, do it. Pray for them. Pray for their healings, hallelujah. Pray that God will deliver him, praise God. Don't worry, hallelujah, about what that other brother's going to say or that sister's going to say, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus was so mad at them, praise God. Well, you know, he was mad at them because they had the same opportunity, praise God, to pray for this woman. They had the same word of God. They had the same God, or at least I believe they did, praise God. Maybe their God was themselves, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Remember, hallelujah, that Jesus, hallelujah, is the Lord of the Sabbath. And he felt compassion to this woman. And like I just said a while ago, praise God, he cared for her. He cared for this woman, hallelujah, more than anything, hallelujah, in the world. He saw her. He had compassion towards her, hallelujah. And he said, woman, come over here, glory be to God. Same thing with the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah. The same thing, praise God, with the man with the withered arm, hallelujah. Jesus, praise God, the man with the withered arm, Jesus, hallelujah, healed him on the Sabbath. Jesus was not looking what day it was to heal. He just wanted to heal people. He just wanted to heal them, praise God. He loves people. He loves you, yes. You, even though you're very religious, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, you, hallelujah, God can, Jesus loves you, praise God. So, you know, when we go to church, brother, hallelujah, let's get together and praise God and call the sick up to the altar, praise God. Let us pray for them, hallelujah, just the way Jesus did here. Jesus was right there in the middle of everybody, and he prayed for this woman, hallelujah, and he called her daughter of Abraham. Glory be. He told him, don't you think it's about time that this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, should be free, should be healed, hallelujah, of this infirmity? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember that next time someone tries to get you sidetracked into a religious debate about healing or deliverance. If someone needs to be delivered from a demon, just do it. Don't get all hung up on theology. Praise God. Or, you know, don't, praise God, what about this demon? No. Praise God. Glory be to God. Don't start analyzing the thing. God tells you that Jesus says that in His name we cast out demons. We can do it. So don't hang up in theological questions about whether the demon is in his body or his brain or his spirit or in his pocket. Praise God. Yeah, just what I said. Is it in his body or his brain or his spirit or his pocket? You know, while you're arguing about questions like that, the demon will be driving the poor guy up the wall, praise God. The question isn't, where is the demon? The question is, why haven't we gotten this man delivered? He's our blood brother in the name of Jesus, and he ought to be free. Don't worry about it. If somebody is sick, brother, hallelujah, praise God, you should do the same thing, hallelujah. The question is not, should she be healed right now or tomorrow or next? Heal her, pray for her. Let her be healed, hallelujah. Let the blood of Jesus come upon her, hallelujah. She's your blood sister. He's your blood brother, hallelujah, praise God. So don't get caught up, praise God, in all these theological mumbo-jumbo, praise God. Glory be to God. You might be saying, well, brother, there has to be order. Hallelujah. Well, I know that, praise God. But what, let me tell you, somebody being healed, brother, there's nothing in better order than that, praise God. Oh, praise God. Once you start asking these questions, brother, hallelujah, you won't care whether that demon is inside or outside, hovering over or sitting under. All you'll care about is getting that person free. Getting that person healed, hallelujah. Getting that person, hallelujah, helping him get his blessings. Praise God. See, that's the difference between religion and the love of God. Religion argues, love acts. Praise God. And I want you to choose love today, praise God. Love them enough. Love them enough to say, you know what? I'm going to go pray for that brother. Jesus tells me. You see, Jesus didn't say, Pastor Delfino, you are the only one that's going to pray for these people. He didn't say, Pastor so-and-so, you are the only one's going to pray for these people. Hallelujah. No. He said, praise God, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Did you hear what Jesus said? He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if you're a believer, these signs shall follow. I'm a believer, these signs will follow me, praise God, hallelujah. Not because of who I am, not because I'm Pastor Delfino, praise God, and I got, praise God. These signs will follow us because we believe, hallelujah. And praise God, and let love act, hallelujah. Let your love for these people, praise God, hallelujah, act on your behalf, hallelujah. Have compassion to these people, hallelujah. So we have religious leaders here saying that, you know, they were mad at the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, because he healed this woman on the Sabbath day. Isn't that dumb? Isn't that dumb, praise God? Let me ask you a question, praise God. If you had AIDS, if you have cancer, if you have hepatitis, if you have whatever disease, hallelujah, do you want to wait for the Sabbath to be healed, or do you want to be healed now? Or do you want to be healed right now, praise God? You know what? I believe you're going to answer, I want to be healed right now, praise God. Or do you say, well, I'll wait until I go to the doctor, praise God, so he can, you know, give me medicine to be, you know. No. Or would you rather be healed now? Oh, I'll tell you what, I'd rather be healed right now, praise God. I'm not waiting for the Sabbath, praise God. I'm not waiting, Jesus done away with it, hallelujah, praise God, that in the Sabbath, no, praise God. I mean, let me tell you, praise God. Let me tell you, listen very carefully, praise God. If you love somebody in the love of Jesus, that love that God deposited in our hearts, brother, hallelujah, you know, you're not going to sit there and say, well, should I go and pray for him so he can be healed? You know, it's the Sabbath after all. You know, I mean, that's just a baloney, praise God. Excuse me for saying it that way, but you know, praise God, that Jesus commanded us to love, have compassion towards each other, hallelujah. And the word of God, the word of the Lord tells us here, right here, praise God, that Jesus, hallelujah, saw her, hallelujah, called her unto her and told her, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmities, praise God. Do you know why he did that? Do you know why he did that? Well, God, brother, he had the power. No. He didn't do that because he had the power and the authority of the Lord. He did that because he loved her. As a child of God, as a child of Abraham, praise God, he loved her, hallelujah. And that's the love that God has for us, praise God. The love of God, brother, doesn't look at your faults. The love of God doesn't see what you've done wrong. The love of God, you know, always looks for the best of everybody, hallelujah. Praise God. So we see here, hallelujah, this religious leader, I mean, Jesus had to tell him, you hypocrites, you bunch of low lives, hallelujah. Well, I just added that. Praise God. Jesus told him, do you care more for your animals? Praise God. Do you care more for your dog than for that person? Praise God. Do you care more for your cow? Do you care more for your horse than you do for that? I mean, that's what he was telling him right here, brother. Praise God. That's what he was, I mean, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Listen, in verse 15, it says, the Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite? I mean, imagine Jesus calling you or calling me hypocrite because we're trying to be so holy. We're trying to be, I mean, praise God, we're trying to be something that we're not just by, you know, just by getting mad. Jesus, you know, these people, just by getting mad at what Jesus did, they proved, hallelujah, that they did not have the love of God in them. Why do you think Jesus had to die for us, brothers, hallelujah? Because man does not have the love of God. We could not fulfill the law, even though the law was perfect, hallelujah. Yes, the law of Moses, the law was perfect, but we did not love our fellow brethren, hallelujah, or our neighbors, hallelujah, enough, hallelujah, to make the law of God work, praise God. But that's, like I say, that's another teaching, praise God. He said, praise God, he called him hypocrite. Oh, man, you know what? I would feel half an inch tall if the Lord ever called me hypocrite in front of everybody. I sure would, man. I'd run out of there I'd run out of there so fast that I'd take the paint off the building, praise God. Are you listening? I would get out of there so fast that, I mean, grease, lightning wouldn't be faster than I would be, praise God. He said, thou hypocrite, and here's where he tells him, praise God, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water or to watering, praise God? Are you, oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you, praise God, I am tired of people, you know, praise God, saying, well, healings don't exist for today. Speaking in tongues don't exist. And only the pastor can pray. Now, I'm not telling you to be rebellious, hallelujah. I'm not telling you to, you know, praise God. But if the Lord guides you to pray for somebody and you know it's the Lord, hallelujah, touching your heart, you better do it. Just do it, praise God. Do it, brother. The message, praise God, the title of this message is do it. If the Lord calls you to pray for, if the Lord calls you to pray for me to get stronger and for my ministry, praise God, do it. Do it. Praise God. Don't wait. Well, brother Delfino, I mean, you know, he sounds very anointed or he, you know, he's no. If the Lord tells you to pray for my son Delfino, you do it, praise God. Do it. Don't wait. Don't wait to get my okay. No, you do it, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I see my time's running out. Glory to God. But you know what? That's what religion will do, brother. Hallelujah. They will destroy your blessings. They will keep you from obtaining what God has for you. They will just, you know, they will just hinder your blessings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? I mean, it is awesome when God tells you, go pray for that man, that woman, that child, praise God. And if there's somebody possessed by demons, praise God, rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Make them leave, hallelujah, praise God. Don't start asking, is it in his spirit? Is it in his brain? Is it on his shoulders? What about his pocket? Check his pocket. It might be in there, praise God. No, don't start asking questions like that. Because remember what I just said. The poor soul that's possessed by demons, he's suffering at the moment that you guys are arguing, praise God, about it. That person, hallelujah, while you're arguing about it, should we pray for this woman on the Sabbath so she can be healed? I mean, while you guys are arguing and wandering, praise God, she's suffering, praise God, with that sickness, hallelujah. Praise God. All you should care about is getting that person free, of sickness, of disease, of demon possession, whatever, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, brother, I truly believe that God, I mean, that God, you know what? Every year, hallelujah, every year, hallelujah, we have a 30-day revival. Praise God, every year we have a 30-day revival. Some people have said, brother, you are crazy. Some people have said, man, are you going nuts? Praise God. 3 days is enough. 5 days is enough, praise God. Some tell me, hey, brother, 2 weeks is enough. Praise God. But you know what? Over the 30 days, we get people saved. Over 30 days, we cast out demons, praise God, and people, and they come back, and they testify, glory be to God. Well, sometimes we fill the theater, because that's where we have it, praise God. Sometimes only 10 people might show up. Sometimes 100 people, sometimes 200. But you know what? We still believe that we should preach the word of God. We pray for people to be delivered of demons. We've even had warlocks and witches, praise God, come to the revivals, and guess what? They leave, you know, when they go home saved, praise God. We've had people come in with, I mean, deteriorating hearts. God has given brand new hearts. You know, women with breast cancer, glory be to God. My wife herself, during one of those revivals, praise the Lord, God healed her from cancer. I mean, it's just awesome, praise God. But you know what? We did not wait for next week. Praise God. We pray for them. Some healed on Monday. Some healed on Saturday. Some were healed on Sunday. Some were healed on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I mean, there is no day for the Lord. Hallelujah. God said, you preach the word of God in season and out of season. Praise God. You preach the word. You preach the word. Hallelujah. Teach them that I want them well. Yes, God wants you well. Praise God. So do it. Do it. Don't wait for somebody to give you permission to go and pray for somebody. No, brother. If the Lord tells you, if the Lord speaks to you, praise God, and tells you, you know, some of you, praise God, your ministries are all locked up, hallelujah, because maybe your pastors or whoever, your spiritual leaders there, hallelujah, tell you, well, it's not time for you to go yet, praise God. What has the Lord said about it? If the Lord says go, you go. Glory be to God. And again, let me repeat what I said a while ago. I'm not here to cause a rebellion. No, praise God. But you know what? The Word of God says, who should we obey, man or God? You know what? God is telling you right now through His Word, praise God, that don't wait for the Sabbath. Don't wait for Monday. Don't wait for Tuesday to go see the doctor. Don't wait. No, no, no. Do it now. Right now, praise God. Just do it. Do it, praise God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I see my time's running out again. Glory be to God. Brother, let me tell you. Remember, brothers, hallelujah, if Jesus hasn't come for us yet, we'll be here again next Saturday. And always remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delfino Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida, 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 763-8333. You won't be disappointed. This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting